Hello, and welcome to Connected Voices with Ventiv. My name is Jared Van Allen, and joining me today is a good friend of mine, Dennis Burrell. Dennis Burrell is our product manager for antennas and Wi-Fi. At least I hope he's still a good friend of mine after the last few months on this particular subject. How are you today, Dennis?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jared?
You know, I'm great. I'm great. Hey, Dennis, we started talking about today's subject quite a while back, over a year ago, in fact, as the governing bodies and those making suggestions for governance for Wi-Fi essentially started pitching out information on some additional bandwidths, right? The 6 gigahertz or 6 billion hertz bandwidth set. So 5.925 to 7.125 gigahertz?
That is correct.
Okay, so that took a long time. Why did it take so long for that to come to fruition, Dennis?
That is a great question. Well, that band had originally been set for satellite companies, TV stations, et cetera, in use. And the FCC decided to open it up to Wi-Fi users or for Wi-Fi usage. The delay or the time that it took to finally get it ratified was specific to that, and that when you bring in the Wi-Fi users and you have incumbents, you have situations where the incumbents might be at a certain frequency and the Wi-Fi is trying to jump on those frequencies, and they didn't want anyone stepping on the other's toes. So they had to do what was called automated frequency coordination to make sure that that didn't happen. And I think that's where the bottleneck came in, as far as finding out who was going to do AFC and actually doing the testing and to make sure that it operated as it is supposed to, theoretically, and not only theoretically, but actually.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So in many other instances, the FCC may have pushed users out of an existing band, right, and said, no, it's now available for X use. But in this case, they said, now we're going to maintain some of those incumbent users in place, and then work around it with the Wi-Fi. And then my understanding of AFC is that AFC reaches out and kind of does a lookup to a database with one of the companies that the FCC has provided this capacity to. And then they just check locally to see who might be there, incumbent, and what frequencies they're using, correct?
That is correct.
And then based on that,
hey, you can use this frequency, or hey, you can't use this frequency, move to another frequency.
So the AP kind of looks that up. How does that actually happen, Dennis?
So yeah, so it's the AP, and then there's a database that the FCC keeps as far as the frequencies in that area. And then that's where the communication takes place with that FCC database.
Great. So that way I'm not walking over my local television station or Jim Bob's utility that might be using this existing frequency, correct?
Absolutely.
So some 6 gigahertz access points were available with internal antennas previously. And that's because why did they allow internal antennas and not external?
Well, the difference between the internal and the external antenna usage was specifically on the types of power that's available in the 6 gigahertz band or in Wi-Fi 6E, right? So the internal antennas were specifically addressing low power usage for indoors. At low power usage, you're not worried about the incumbents and stepping on them. So the FCC, so it's been probably about a year to a year and a half that the low power access points have been available for usage, right? So indoors, you have Wi-Fi 6E APs that you can use, but they have to have internal antennas or fixed antennas. And by fixed antennas, they could be external, but they're fixed when the AP is manufactured. Those antennas are placed on the APs and they're fixed, meaning physically that they can't fixed. Be physically fixed, meaning that they can't be replaced or unscrewed and another antenna placed on them.
So now with automated frequency coordination ratification and the ability to do that, we can now do the higher power outdoor access yes. points. By the way, some of the AP manufacturers have actually already released them. They just got to update software to allow that frequency, right?
Exactly. So most of the APs that were produced at the time for 6E or actually for 6 had provision to do 6E once it was ratified, specifically for external antennas. So those APs now just have to be provisioned to do 6E now. And another thing for the 6E, which you had mentioned for outdoor standard power, which is a higher power that can be used outdoors. I think I'm almost sure it's 1 watt.
Okay, awesome. Now, the really nice thing about it is that we're ready for that, right? So,
right.
So in the old days, you had single band or dual band antennas. What are we calling these now?
So now for us, we're just calling them tri-band antennas. And by tri-band, we're talking now we're able to provide a external antenna solution capable of working on Wi-Fi 6E, the newer frequency band, which I also call the 6 gigahertz band. So now we have antennas that are 2.4, 5 gigahertz, which were the original two frequency bands for Wi-Fi, and now the 6 gigahertz band, which encompasses Wi-Fi 6E.
That's awesome. Would you mind if I share our website real quick here, Dennis, and maybe show them where they can find that information?
Sure.
Okay. So if you go to the Ventev website, highlight products. It's ventevinfra.com. That's VENTEVINFRA.com. Highlight products, highlight antennas, Wi-Fi antennas, and then under Wi-Fi antennas, you'll see the tri-band antennas. And under the tri-band antennas, we currently have this selection of antennas up and running. Now, the one thing I'm noticing, Dennis, is we have a pretty wide selection of 6 gigahertz antennas up there. That's and I'm also kind of seeing that it's pretty much every radio manufacturer being represented here in terms of the connector capability, correct?
So yeah, so typically in the past, you know, Ventev has and will always be vendor agnostic, right? So we'll provide antennas with connectors for RPTNC, RPSMA, and for outdoors in, right? So this just shows the different types of antennas that we have that encompass all of those. The RPTNC and RPSMA antennas that are 6E or 6 gigahertz capable are some of our antennas that we've broadbanded in the past. For instance, look into the future, let's say, right? So if just in case someone wanted to design their network for when 6E was ready, we had antennas that were already designed to cover that band, right? So actually, kind of like future-proofing your Wi-Fi, right? So it's time for you to actually go in and do an upgrade to your Wi-Fi system. You're kind of in between that 6 and 6E stage. You don't know what's going on, but you wanted to be proactive and designed for 6E. So we have antennas specifically for that. From the indoor perspective, we have RPTNC and RPSMA for indoor 6E 6E usage, right? So typical verticals, the enterprise, and then also, for instance, warehousing, higher ed, we have antennas specifically geared towards them. And then on your outdoor side, we have your typical outdoor omnis, your stick omnis, and then your directional antennas. And then our antennas for large public venues as well. Now, this doesn't totally include everything that we have. We're constantly adding antennas as we design them or as they become ready for prime time, that as I should say, and then those will be added. So over the next few quarters, you'll just see more antennas being added to encompass what we currently have here and add to it.
You know, that's absolutely awesome. I'm reviewing this, Dennis, I'm noticing we've already got some of the more popular, smaller form antennas in there as well. So the aesthetics have been addressed with this right up front as well, I see.
Right. So definitely, right now, you know, aesthetics is a major play in the Wi-Fi industry. I want Wi-Fi, but I don't want to see it. And then if I do see it, at least let it look, at least let it not be big and bulky and stand out. Let me see something that's a little small form factor. And that's one of our strong points, always looking to try to get outside the box and design what we call our small form factor line, or what I call inconspicuous Wi-Fi. That's my little saying for it. So I'm going to trademark Wi-Fi. That. So every time I talk, I'll say, Inconspicuous.
I have a real hard time being inconspicuous myself, Dennis, as you've probably noticed in the 7 years. When I first started interviewing with Ventev, you were one of the first people that the current sales director at the time had me interview with, if you recall. Mm-hmm. So it's been 7 years we've known each other. I had to wait a year before I was able to come on to Ventev. 6 years we've been working together, and I've enjoyed every moment of it, I'll be honest, Dennis. So I really appreciate all the work you've done here. I had a couple quick questions though. So number one, one of our most popular antennas has been our warehouse antenna. I didn't see that on the website in a tri-band.
Right. So that's one of the ones that we're currently working on and we'll be bringing out soon. And, but on the website is what we call our Wi-Fi Lite antenna. So that's a smaller form factor of our warehouse antenna. It's not as narrow band, but it does have the horizontal beam width of 115 to 120 degrees. Our number one selling in our warehouse antenna, which is our 15 degree vertical and 115, 120 degree horizontal. Mm-hmm. That one will be available in the next quarter. So you'll see that on the website. And we need to mention also that from a 6E perspective, we now support Mist in their Wi-Fi 6E APs. So you'll be seeing those antennas with their proprietary connector coming up on our website soon, within the next quarter as well.
So that's virtually every major North American Wi-Fi radio manufacturer with capability, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, Dennis, that's some pretty impressive information. I appreciate you joining with us today. One more point I wanted to make before we sign off here. I had a conversation with Chris Jufer, of course, one of your counterparts, in regard to the Venflex, which allows us to mount different access points, including some of those directional Wi-Fi 6E or 6 gigahertz capable indoor kind of internal antenna access points. Now, the one thing I also want to point out is that many of those antennas we just went through there also have the ability to mount with that same Venflex mounting system, correct?
That is correct. So typically we have a standard bolt pattern on our antennas as far as for mounting, and we've incorporated that bolt pattern on the Venflex as well. So now you can actually mount an antenna using the Venflex. And the great thing about the Venflex is when you're mounting antennas, it doesn't have to be on a standard wall. It could be on a slanted ceiling. It could be It could be on an open ceiling as well, because we have a threaded rod solution as well. So the VenFlex, I like to call our VenFlex the Swiss Army knife of mounts, because there's so many different scenarios where you can use the VenFlex.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're talking about here. So that makes that a very functional mount, not only for access points, but for those antennas that, of course, we both know and love so well. What about the 6 gigahertz frequency for all that stuff?
Yeah, so since, you know, Ventev is an ecosystem provided to the access point, we not only do the antennas or the mounts like the VenFlex, but we also do cables and lightning arresters. And the cables are rated to go above 6 gigahertz to cover that 6E band, as well as our lightning arresters. So we're pretty much a one-stop shop for all of that stuff. So if you need an external antenna, you need an enclosure, you need a mounting solution, you need lightning protection, or you need cables or jumpers, Ventev is the place for you to go to get everything.
So the whole Wi-Fi implementation product set that we provide is 6 gigahertz capable today.
Right. We like to say that we power, protect, and connect. And that's our ecosystem around the active radio. We don't sell active gear. We just sell the ecosystem around the active gear.
Dennis, thanks again for stopping by today. Is there anything you wanted to add before we check out today?
Yes. I just want to just say that we are very excited that 6E is here, and that external antennas can be used. And as one of the main third-party manufacturers of external antennas, look us up to address the needs that you may have for Wi-Fi 6E.
Thank you, Dennis. And you bring up a very important point. I don't see a reason why I'd, you know, not buy a tri-band antenna, especially as those access points are hitting and companies today want the newest product. After all, I'm going to buy the newest iPhone. I'm not going to go buy a 3-generation-old iPhone, right?
Exactly. And for those, we call them tri-band, and then we're talking about Wi-Fi 6E. But for those that are holding out for Wi-Fi 7, these antennas work for Wi-Fi 7 as well.
No difference, no change. Same product stays in place. Awesome, awesome product. All right, Dennis, thanks again. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you in person. I know we'll be at a few different shows coming up here in the near future, but looking forward to seeing you in person again, and take care. Have a wonderful day, Dennis. Thank you.
All right, thanks. You too.